This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 12th of June 2022. Today is the contesting edition with news of contests coming up, some results from last month's contesting survey, a story about an offer News West made to the WIA National News Team, and news from the ACMA, and a reminder about Hamfeast and, of course, Roy's Amateur Radio Helpline. News West goes to air every Sunday at various times and on several frequencies. You can find where best to hear us by visiting our website, vk6.net. Last month, News West ran a quick survey to invite amateurs to say a few things about amateur radio contesting, inviting seasoned contesters and amused bystanders alike to comment on contesting. It wasn't a huge survey and we weren't expecting a massive response. However, 25 people took the time, so that alone made the exercise worthwhile. First, let's look at some numbers, remembering that these are based on 25 responses and not all questions required a response. Firstly, where did the respondents come from? Well, half, 13 of them, were from Western Australia, which is not surprising. Two were from outside mainland Australia. Four from New South Wales, six from Victoria, five from Queensland, and none from South Australia, Northern Territory and Tasmania. Six respondents said they have never done an amateur radio contest. Of those who have done contests, five said they no longer take part. So we ask why. Some of the responses are, contesting doesn't interest me. Perhaps if they were of shorter duration. I don't know enough about contesting. I don't have the stamina to put in the long hours. Contesting doesn't interest me. It's spectrum pollution. When asked what changes could be made that might get them interested in contesting, these remarks were made. The rules favour the eastern states stations. They need to be amended to make it more fair and encouraging for VK6 operators. I tried contesting but simply wasn't interested. I don't know enough about it and the hours are too long. We need more friendly, short contests. About reinstating the foundation awards in the contests. I need more information. Less complicated rules. Let's separate the HF and the VHF upwards, or split the categories in the contests. I want distance-based scoring in VKHF contests. And now the question about how to encourage amateurs to take up contesting. It needs more advertising. It needs to be more fun. Introduce small targets and goals within the contests. I want to hear stories from people who have had success in contesting. What was their setup? And how was it achieved? Keep talking about contests, how much fun they are, and that they are a really good test of one's operating procedures. Talk about the benefits, like it's a quick way to get your DXCC, it encourages you to have better antennas and to learn about your equipment and have a better understanding of propagation. Clubs need to be more active to promote the hobby and the contests. And with regards to modes used by the respondents, most chose the phone or the phone and digital option. Only one indicated CW only. There are some takeaways to this, and those responsible for conducting contests should take heed. And here again are dot points. Contests simply aren't sufficiently or effectively promoted. Although 24-hour participation isn't compulsory, it's implied, and that doesn't suit a range of people. The big slog doesn't suit everyone. Stories need to be told about contesting success, not just about winning, but what was done to get there. There's a role for clubs and amateur radio media to educate the general amateur radio populace about contesting, and contest managers need to be proactive with promoting their contests and ensuring that the rules of the contest reflect modern technology. We need to entertain the reality that many amateurs will never become interested in contesting, or they may try it and not continue, and that's their choice. As one respondent pointed out, contesting gives amateurs an opportunity to hone their on-air skills along with fine-tuning their equipment and learning about propagation. Some other respondents also pointed out something else that keeps people away: expanded egos. Whether you're really good at contests or just think you are, your attitude during and between contests will have an impact on those looking at contesting. I'm Bob, VK6POP for News West.
On news programs, when we want to break up segments, we use what are termed stingers. These are usually short advertorials such as, "This is News West from VK6ARN. They may be a bit longer and have further details, for example of hints where to catch the program and at what time. For the last few years, the national WIA News has avoided the use of stingers referring to us in VK6. Recently, however, the producer has started to include us. First, a couple of months ago, he used one recorded maybe 6 years in the past, in the voice of an amateur who was then a Foundation licensee, but who has held a standard license for 5 years, and the call sign's no longer in use or valid. The team at News West pointed this out to the national news team and offered to provide some recordings if we could assist. As is unfortunately commonplace, there was not even an acknowledgement, let alone a request for us to help. Then, 2 weeks ago, a further VK6 voice was heard, informing listeners that the news could be heard on a couple of repeaters. Unfortunately, this was a bit of misinformation, as neither repeater has relayed the news for some time, and indeed one is no longer licensed. So we again wrote to the national news lead and the WIA president, pointing out that this wasn't ideal, and suggesting that the national news needed to be updated and refreshed. Again, but without any surprise to us, radio silence occurred. We'd like to help, and so we're standing by to assist. Do you want to record stingers for the national news and News West? If so, let us know, and we'll give you suitable scripts and guide you through the recording and editing process. If you send them to us, we'll reply, thank you, and use them on air. We just hope that the WIA would respond to and do so on their broadcast. This is Andrew, Victor Kilo 6 Alpha Sierra, President, WA Amateur Radio News.
The VHF-UHF field days run twice a year, once in summer and again in winter. As the contest name suggests, the VHF-UHF field days provide VHF-UHF operators with an excuse to park themselves on high ground somewhere and see how far and how many stations they can work. The field days have separate sections for single and multiple operator stations. The duration of the field day is 24 hours, but there are also 8-hour sections for operators who may not be able to camp overnight or simply don't have the stamina to operate for longer. Some club stations prefer to operate for the full 24 hours. The field days also generate plenty of activity from home stations, so there's also a separate home station section. All contacts must be simplex. Contacts through repeaters or satellites are not allowed. There is plenty of FM activity, but one feature of the field days is a high level of SSB activity. It is possible to do very well with only modest antennas if you pick a good hilltop. Another option, if your station is easily transportable, is to operate from more than one location during the contest period. The overriding aim of the contest is to get away for the weekend and have fun. But next after that, the aims are, firstly, to encourage more activity on VHF and microwave bands. Secondly, to encourage people to work greater distances than usual by operating portable. And thirdly, to provide opportunities for people to activate or work into new grid squares. The winter field day this year is on Saturday the 25th to Sunday the 26th of June. And for us here in VK6, the contest begins at 0400 UTC and closes 24 hours later. Just about everyone in amateur radio is equipped to do this contest. Some more so than others, of course. But if you want to, you can park somewhere on a hill with your Baofeng and do well. There is, however, being VHF-UHF, it's unlikely that you'll be working stations a long way off, unless both of you are well equipped. So to make any worthwhile effort, you'll need someone else to make contacts with. This could be a good one for newbies to the hobby. So talk amongst yourselves at clubs, groups and nets, and arrange for a lot of people to be on air. And consider entering the rover and or the single band section. It makes your day more interesting. Jump over to the WIA website and find the rules for this field day. On the first page, there is some helpful information about how you might plan to do your contest. That's the winter VHF-UHF field days, 25th to the 26th of June. Details at wia.org.au in the contesting section.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Prawnheads is a lunch group that meets weekly at the U&I restaurant in Northbridge, every Wednesday at 12 noon, except when we don't, which happens a couple of times a year. The next don't for Prawnheads is Wednesday the 22nd of June, when we'll be in Rockingham at the exclusive Chinese cuisine restaurant on the waterfront in Rockingham. The address is in the entry on the VK6 Club calendar on the VK6.net website. You're welcome to rock up at Prawnheads any Wednesday, and if you'd like to join us at Rockingham especially, please let us know so that we can arrange tables and seating. It's a small restaurant, and if you rock up out of the blue, you may end up seated by yourself at a table in the corner. So you're welcome, just let us know, and send an email to newswest@vk6.net. And speaking of the VK6.net website, there's a wealth of information there about amateur radio in Western Australia. The VK6.net website has a bit of information about us, WA Amateur Radio News, regular updates on Perth Tech, but most of all it contains important and useful information to link you to amateur radio groups in WA, the VK6 Club calendar, and more. VK6.net. Check it often.
The NZART Memorial Contest has been held every year since 1946 to commemorate those New Zealand amateur radio operators who lost their lives in World War II. The contest is held every year on the Saturday and Sunday of the first weekend of July, and this year it's on the 2nd and 3rd. This contest runs from 0800 to 1100 UTC on Saturday and Sunday, so it's in 3 one-hour operating periods each evening. A station may be contacted twice during each operating period, once on SSB and once on CW, provided that the contacts are not consecutive. The contest's on 80 metres only, which could be a setback for us here in VK6. The operator categories are single operator, multi-operator, intended for use by clubs or groups, only one transmitted signal permitted at any time. The mode categories are mixed mode, that's SSB and CW, CW only, and SSB only. Multipliers apply for call sign prefixes from ZL, VKA, and the Pacific region stations. Logs must arrive no later than the 31st of July. For full details about this contest, visit the NZART website, nzart.org.nz.
The Radio Amateur Society of Australia, who we know as RASA, are running a DX contest which was designed to encourage HF operators to get on air, develop and build their station capabilities, their knowledge of propagation and operating skills by chasing new countries and band combinations. The sunspot cycle is on the move and the higher bands are coming alive with DX and far more activity. This contest is also intended to provide a low pressure and friendly environment for new and casual operators to build skills and gain confidence before jumping in the deep end with a dedicated, fast-paced contest. The emphasis is on having a go and building confidence rather than being concerned with scoring regimes or computer programs. All you need is a simple logging program. RASA wants to encourage more activity on the HF bands, so they're running this contest for the remainder of 2022 as a trial. And the rules are simple. Modes, single sideband, CW and data. That's pretty open slather. Bands, 160 to 10 metres, no WARC bands, per your licence conditions. Power, per your licence conditions. And you earn 1 point per DXCC entity, per band. So it started on the 14th of May, it runs right through to the 31st of December. There's no dedicated weekend, no complex rules or software to download. Just get on air and work as many DXCC entities as you can, on as many bands as you can. So that sounds pretty easy. Probably the best logging solution is to upload your log to clublogqrz.com or another online logging service for transparent and easy reporting, then submit your log along with a summary page by the 14th of January 2023. There's a bit more about this contest, but it's not complicated. Look at the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org, and you'll find it there, vkradioamateurs.org.
There are other contests coming up, and we'll briefly tell you about them. If you're looking for contests that we haven't described, check out the contest calendar at vk4sn.com. That's vk4sierranovember.com. On Saturday, 16th of July, on the same day as the Trans-Tasman is the Jakarta DX SSB contest on 40 metres. 30th of July is the RSGB IOTA contest. The weekend, 6th to the 7th of August, is the Batavia FT8 contest. And on the following weekend, 13th and 14th of August, is the Remembrance Day contest. Also, on that weekend, is the Worked All Europe CW contest. The Alara contest is on the weekend, 27th and 28th of August. This was just a sample. Visit Alan's contest calendar to browse for more. In the contesting editions of the 10th of July and the 7th of August, we'll talk more in detail about the Trans-Tasman, RD and other Aussie contests coming up.
The ACMA has produced their second amateur radio update newsletter this week. There are two items that they report on. First, it's hard not to report same old, same old. As guess what, the consultation on the proposed amateur licence and supporting arrangements has been delayed until quarter 3, 2022. I've lost track on how many delays there have been. Pressure for other areas of importance appeared to have caused a slippage. They state that at that time they'll consult on an updated draft amateur class licence, incorporating feedback and practical suggestions made by submitters. They report that they'll also update the amateur community on the status of key outstanding matters, including international recognition of amateur qualifications and call sign management, since they released their response to submissions in November 2021. The second item is around misconceptions about license variations, understanding what's legal. The ACMA has recently received a number of inquiries about license variations to allow use of higher power. This misconception has stemmed from some historical correspondence from the ACMA that notified licensees of a license variation under Section 111 of the Radio Communications Act 1992. To clear up any confusion, they'd like to remind amateur licensees that they assess every application for a variation, that is, high power conditions, individually, based on each case, and old letters sent by the ACMA or its predecessors cannot be used by either the original recipient or other licensees to justify high power operation. The ACMA confirms that the conditions for operating your license are only those that are specified in the Radio Communications License Conditions Amateur License Determination 2015 or in individual conditions stated on the license record published on the ACMA's Register of Radio Communications Licenses, the RRL. Their amateur radio fact sheet contains more information about regulations applying to amateur radio, and they provide an email address to which you can send further questions.
The International Amateur Radio Union's HF World Championship Contest is an international amateur radio contest that is open to all licensed amateurs worldwide. The object of the contest is to contact as many other amateurs, especially IARU member society headquarters stations around the world, as possible using the 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. The contest is on the second full weekend of July, beginning at 1200 UTC on the Saturday and ending at 1159 UTC on the Sunday, and that's the 10th and the 11th of July. There's a multitude of entry categories for this event, too many to list here, but broadly, stations may be single or multi-operator, QRP, low or high power, and a mix of bands and modes. Both single and multi-operator stations may operate the entire 24-hour period, or part thereof. If you're not familiar with this contest, it would pay you to visit the website to read the rules and to determine which logging program you should use. A good thing about these international contests is that you get to see what the propagation conditions are like. Take a look at the ARRL website and search for IARU HF Championship.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
This from Rob, VK6LD. Good morning all, or for that matter, whatever time it is when you're listening. Many thanks to everyone who's RSVP'd and sent their meal orders for the Cattaningham Feast on Monday, 20th of June, 2022. If you haven't RSVP'd or still deciding to come, there's still time. Pre-orders and RSVPs can be sent to Rob up to 8 a.m. next Tuesday, that's the 14th of June. If you miss the cut-off time, everyone's still more than welcome to come along to Cattaning. The kitchen will try and accommodate your order, but RSVP and pre-ordering your lunch helps the venue having sufficient stock and staff on the day. The menu can be found at the Royal Exchange Hotel website. Google Royal Exchange Hotel Cattaning. Many thanks and looking forward to seeing everyone at the Royal Exchange soon. 73 from Rob.
The Trans-Tasman contest is held annually on the third weekend in July, and this year it's on the 16th of July. And the aim of the Trans-Tasman contest is to encourage low band activity between Australia and New Zealand. Only three bands are in use for this contest, and those are 160, 80 and 40 metres. The allowed modes are single sideband, CW and digital. And by digital I mean RTTY or PSK. Since 2018, this contest is an official WIA contest and will count towards the Peter Brown Contest Champion Awards. The aim of the contest is to work as many VK and ZL prefixes and as many different stations on 160, 80 and 40 metre in a short evening contest. The Trans-Tasman is a contest of relatively short duration, 6 hours actually, and the start time is 0800 UTC and the finish time is 1400 UTC, so that's a 6 hour jobby, and 0800 hours UTC is 1600, which is 4 p.m. if you can't understand the 24 hour clock, 4 p.m. Western Standard Time, so good luck making some contacts until the sun goes down. Points are only awarded for valid contacts between VK and ZL stations and can be earned in three individual two-hour blocks. You may work another station once per band and mode in every block. Every different prefix used by VK or ZL stations is a valid multiplier and credit can be claimed once per band per block. Electronic logging is necessary for this contest as logs must be submitted in Cabrillo format. You can obtain the setup file for N1MM from Alan's website vk4sn.com. VK Contest Logger has the rules built in and can be found with a simple Google search for VKCL. Did you get that? VKCL. Google it, you'll find it. To find out more about the rules, especially station categories and scoring, visit the WIA website wia.org.au.
News West uses two main sources for its history of amateur radio episodes. These are the website of Will, VK6UU, where he displays the fruit of his decades-long project of scanning amateur radio magazine. The other source is the Trove website of the National Library of Australia. Next week is History Week on News West, and although there's still plenty of material on tap in the resources we use, there's a great untapped resource out there that we'd love to access. Wouldn't it be great to hear from you or your club? There's so much material and fascinating stories sitting out there in your heads or on your club records. How about sharing those with us? Let's try and make next week a bumper edition that we can all enjoy. Of course, we can record your piece if required, but it would be better in your own voice. We have been receiving very adequate audio recorded on a mobile phone. If you can, submit it as a 256 kilobit MP3 sound file, although any format will do. Just use the best quality your device can offer. The News West team use and recommend Audacity to do the editing job. It's free and available for all computer platforms and easy to use. Please give it a go and send it to us as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net.
Greetings, this is Roy, VK6XV, with this week's helpline. But unfortunately, I don't have anything to report again this week. Things are getting very light on. Everyone must be sitting around the campfire trying to keep warm, I think. And if you have any ideas for next week's broadcast, please contact me. The email address is vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. If you would like anything included in next week's broadcast, wanted help or for sale, disposals, please contact me, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Until then, keep warm. 73 from me.
Last week during the Queen's Jubilee celebration, someone asked the question, why didn't we trot out the special AX prefix for our call signs for the Queen's Jubilee? Well, we could have, I guess. The AX call sign prefix is embedded into the license condition determination, and I guess the short answer as to why we didn't ask for it to be implemented for the Queen's Jubilee was nobody asked for it. To have the AX call sign prefix implemented for those days would have required consent from the ACMA, and neither the Wireless Institute nor RASA, or anybody else for that matter, put up a proposal to do so. I note that in the United Kingdom, they issued a series of Golf Bravo 70 call signs, and the Golf Bravo call sign prefixes in the UK are the equivalent to our Australian Victor India call sign prefixes for special events. So they didn't do anything out of the ordinary in the United Kingdom, and we could have done that. Any club, any individual could have done that here in Australia, but it appears, as far as I can see, that nobody did. But anyway, that's a matter of personal choice or corporate choice as far as clubs are concerned. It didn't happen, so there you go. Next 70 years, folks, we'll trot out the AX. What do you reckon? Well, that looks like our lot for this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks very much to the broadcasters and callback collectors and those that keep the repeaters humming so that the news can be broadcast. Thanks to the team this week. There was Roy, VK6XV, Mike, VK6KMS, Andrew, VK6AS, and I'm Bob, VK6POP, the NewsWest producer. Don't forget to get your ham feast orders in. You don't want to miss out on that and next week's history, so we'd love to hear your stories of more recent history. And don't forget to stick around for the callbacks. The callbacks are important. We like to know how many people are listening to us. It helps to stroke our egos. Got other uses too, of course. So without further ado, do your callbacks, then get on air and make some noise.